In the name of Jesus, amen. His blood and his name is what we meditate on this circumcision day. But the days of this fallen flesh, as you well know, are long and hard. You bleed, you suffer, and your life slowly ebbs away. For your blood and your name, they are cursed. For at times your blood will run hot with anger or boil with resentment. Other times your blood is as cold as ice, indifferent and uncaring to the life of your neighbor. Your name is attached to numerous adjectives that are unholy and tainted with the dirt and grime of this wicked winter time. Yes, there are days filled with sunshine. There are days with serenity and peace, for the Holy Spirit carries out good works through your blood and through your name. And yet there is no mercy in your blood and your name. And so you eke out a messy life here on this fallen earth. But today there is a greater blood and a greater name. A name and a blood that forgives, and a name that saves. There is a blood and a name that points you to a heavenly day, a day that is beyond all your earthly days. Not at the beginning of another manic Monday or hump Wednesday or even a freaky Friday, but to a never-ending day beyond all sin and suffering, sadness, mayhem, and madness. On this day, the promise abides for you that your days shall be everlasting, days that have been created anew by Christ's blood and his holy name. Circumcision and Christmas actually go together. For the Son of God took your blood and took your name. He suffered your long and hard days, your sinful and your burdensome days. The mystery of the incarnation continues to bleed into the gifted circumcising of the old flesh, of cutting you off from your sin and from your death. For there is life in the blood that drips from his sacred name. There is life in the blood that drips from his obscene and brutal throne. This son cut from his father in order that he would create you anew, graft you into his name, immortal sons and daughters. For it is through the cutting of his flesh that the blood drips, that the flesh that falls away, that the name that is ridiculed by the world and scoffed at by reason's supposed enlightened way, that Jesus enters the eternal eighth day. For he opened and he locked that door, or unlocked that door that was once locked and guarded by angels with flaming swords, by a head wounded and a name that is life and truth, holy and eternal, even on a dark Good Friday. The precious gift of new life and eternal days is given by his blood and his name. The eighth day is the day of your baptism. Your baptism into his name. His name, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The eighth day is the day that you were circumcised by the blood of Christ. They cut you off from your sinful and dead-end ways. Scripture plainly saith thus, "In him you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 2, 11 and 12. The word encased in blood and name connects you to the circumcision of Jesus, to the covenant that the Lord had made so long ago to Abraham, and the seed that would grow forth from his name, the Father of many nations. And because you are born of the greater Abraham, through baptism, you are born in a greater and more enduring life, a life that is yours by blood and by name, that comes to you and saves all you poor sinners who rejoice and who happily say today, Jesus, your name is wondrous love. It is more love than any name on earth below or even in heaven above. Now, circumcision was both law and gospel for Abraham and his people. It was commanded. You were to circumcise. If not done, serious consequences would ensue for the uncircumcised male of Israel. They had to be cut. For if not, they would be cut off from the communion of Israel. And so circumcision was no child's play. Though the flint knife was razor sharp, it was a quite painful and bloody thing. And however strange or weird or wide-eyed and giggling it is to adolescent catechumens, it was the Lord's enduring promise that he would be their God and they would be his people by way of circumcision, the cutting of the foreskin. And even more, not simply the cutting itself, but the word and the promise in and with the cutting was the key. For the divine promise was signed and sealed in the very flesh of Abraham, given to all in the blood and the name of Jesus, who, like Abraham, saw Jesus' eternal day in the midst of a darkness that seemed so far away. The covenant and its promise is fulfilled in the blood and the name of Jesus. The law that constantly accuses you and dredges up your sins of the past, that says your future is simply a box beneath the earth, that voice has been silenced by his blood and his name. The curse that fell upon you in your disobedience of God's holy word is removed by the active obedience of Christ this day, who now bears your poisonous blood and your wicked name, while you enjoy his eternal blood and his sacred name. His blood and his name bears all your sins away. His blood and his name covers you in life, even as he is covered in your death. And that box beneath the earth, it has now his name on it. And by his blood, you rise from the grave in a most blessed exchange. Indeed, Christ, the Son of God, desired this blessed exchange before the ages began, before you were known by mother and father, yet always his, by his blood and his name. Circumcision and Christmas go together. For this is what this little Lord Jesus has done for you and for all, who stays by every cradle, even as he is born in a stall. Even as Satan stalks you, Even as the darkness grows deep, the little Lord Jesus never falls asleep. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head, his pillow a cross, not a bed. In receiving his Christmas cradle, you are cradled in his love and you are circumcised in his flesh. You are circumcised without hands, cut off from all darkness and all death, named in heavenly light above, for God dearly loves you through his infant son. He brings you into an eternal land, as we know, that is flowing with milk and honey, by a lavish washing of grace, of new birth in the Spirit of Christ, who continues to flow life and forgiveness to you through his blood and his name. So whether you are male or female, whether you're young or old, whether you're married or single or divorced, whether you're employed or unemployed, whatever the world deems you to be in its eyes, Christ says something far greater. You are my child forever by the blood and the water that is given to you in my saving name. Naming you with his name was and is the joy of Jesus. So by his name, he guards and he keeps you in body and soul unto that everlasting eighth day. In his name, his grace is showered upon you, blessing you all around. And his peace rests upon you whether you're awake or whether you are asleep. Baptized into his name, he is pleased and he is proud of you. He doesn't shake his head. He doesn't grumble. He doesn't wash his hands of you because you have become too slippery in your sin. He takes you rather into his hands, into his flesh, as you eat his flesh and as you drink his blood, for this table is a never-ending, wondrous love, seeking you and beckoning you when you sought him not. That is your peace, his blood and his name. And by his blood and by his name, your flesh even lives as it soon will die or decay and die. By his blood and by his name, you already abide in his incorruptible life that has risen from the grave. Where he is, there you shall be also, he promises. In him your flesh does not fall, but rises from the dead, from the dust, and lives an endless eighth day. Already you are clean, your blood no longer hot-tempered, your veins no longer cold as ice, and without a care in the world, for you now live for the life of your neighbor, to care for them even as your Christ cared for you, when you were left lame and dead in a living grave. And all of this is by faith, not by sight. All of this is believed, confessed in those holy ecumenical creeds. And so there will be relapses. You will fall off the wagon. You will revert back to your old ways, your old unforgiving, cold, and hot-tempered ways. But one thing is for sure. There is hope and life, joy, peace, forgiveness in his blood and in his name. In this blood and in this name, the days that you live will one day turn into one glorious day. A day that your eyes long to see, even as you believe it to be so on this old yet very new day. In his blood and name, the old has been circumcised. It's been cut off. And the new and the greater day has come in Mary's son. All that remains for you is to live in this blood and in this name. In the name of Jesus, amen.